A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, January 19th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about road traffic accidents after 26 people lost their lives this weekend.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7, Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about road traffic accidents.
The accident claimed the lives of 26 people and 13 are hospitalized at Iparanyatwa Hospital, where their condition is listed as critical.
Of course, a local government minister, Ignatius Chombo, has declared the horrific accident a national disaster, which means that the state is going to assist with the funerals. Of course, the accident occurred on the Nyamapanda to Harare Road. And 26 people, like Gibbs has said, lost their lives, and 13 are in critical condition at Parrenyatwa Group of Hospitals. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah,
we're looking forward. Mm-hmm. Of course, also Gibbs, Americans and the world is celebrating what is called the Martin Luther King Day here in America, where people are, of course, remembering the civil rights icon, Martin Luther King Jr. Of course, Martin Luther King promoted the non-violent direct confrontation. That's what he preferred to call it, where people would just protest peacefully. And this was in his fight to stop the racial segregation in America. But I think his famous I Have a Dream speech has actually inspired many people the world over. And I think Zimbabweans included, because I remember during our heydays, at the university, people quote Martin Luther extensively when they were demanding their right to education. So I think he's a figure that has actually inspired many people. And I think he can stand shoulder to shoulder with the greats such as Nelson Mandela. He's also one of those once in a generation icon. And of course, there was Gandhi in India, who also perfected this art of non-violent direct confrontation. Gibbs.
Now, looking at Martin Luther's dream, you know, we talk about, you know, he wanted people to coexist, like blacks and whites, to live together. And when you look at what has happened over the years, there is a black president right now in the USA, which is a very great achievement. I can, you know, imagine what you would have said to see that kind of dream coming into fruition if you are still alive. Then, but still, there is a problem with race.
Yes,
you know, if you talk about you know, issues like Ferguson, where Michael Brown was shot by a white policeman, and at the end of the day, that white policeman was set scot-free. Mm-hmm. So there are some people who are still talking about it. Mm-hmm. And it's not only that incident. Mm-hmm. There are so many of them. Mm-hmm. But looking at the way America has transformed over the years, mm-hmm. one can safely say maybe mm-hmm. things have improved greatly.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, mm-hmm. and we shouldn't forget that when Martin Luther King Jr. was killed, mm-hmm. he was actually campaigning against some oppression mm-hmm. of some workers in Memphis, mm-hmm. Tennessee.
Yes.
And it was a time when there were some strikes, mm-hmm. you know, at that area. And look at it. Mm-hmm. There were garbage collectors mm-hmm. who were actually on strike. And he could go to that level mm-hmm. of, you know, representing almost everyone. Mm-hmm. He was fighting for equal pay. He was fighting for, you know, black equality. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of race, people to be equal.
Mm-hmm.
So then we know that Martin Luther King Jr. was actually born mm-hmm. On January 15, 1929.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a lot during his time, you know, and Ronald Reagan is one of the greatest presidents
mm-hmm.
who actually signed a bill designating mm-hmm. the third Monday of every January, you know, a national holiday
mm-hmm.
just to, you know, honor Martin Luther King.
Wonguka hama zadiwa, tirikuda kutaura nezve nyaya dzenjodzi mumugwagwa asi tati timbotaure nezve gamba mugurwira kodzero dzevanhu Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King vakarwa kuti nyaya yeusarura inge ichipera. Vazhinji munoziva rusarura rwanga ruri munyika dzakaita sana South Africa rweapartheid ndoo zvaingoitikawo muAmerica makore yayo. Iko zvino sekutaura kwaita Gibbs pane mutungamiri wechitema vaBarack Obama. Zvinoreva here kuti nyaya yerusarura yapera? Aiwa, hatingati zvapera, hondo inoenderera mberi, vanhu vachiedza kugarisana. Asi tati tingobate bate nhoroondo yaMartin Luther King akarwira zvikuru kodzero dzevanhu, akapawo kuti vamwe vange vachiitawo mabasa ake munyaya dzekuti kana vanhu vachiratidzira ngavaite munyararo murunyararo pasadeuka ropa. Gibbs.
Yebo, kunjalo ke Blessing. Zulu kandaba lingalithola njani lapha khona kula ngapha ke ngemakhaya thina ngapha lo Blessing siyaphila okwamagama. Ye, esiyakhuluma ngakho singakangeni kudaba lethu olumqoka. Sike sikhuluma ke kancane ngoMartin Luther King Jr. Yena owazalwa ngo-1929 kuna ngapha ke eUnited States. Siyakwazi ukuthi indoda le isibili yayindoda emadodeni. Umuntu waqalisa ukuthi abone ukuthi abantu kaba bandlululwa ngendlela engasani buhlungu. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ke nxa usukhangela endaweni ezinjenge Montgomery eAlabama, abantu babengavunyelwa ukungena emabhasini kungayisiko khonapho kodwa indawo zonke zeUnited States. Nxa singathi jeqe kancane sikhangele sikhumbule eZimbabwe, siyakwazi ukuthi ke kukhona lapho abantu babengavunyelwa ukuthi bangene khona. Yikho ayekulwisa khonokho ukuthi nxa ukuthi ungena esitaladini uzokuthiwa isitaladini lesi asihambi umuntu omnyama, kumele uhambe umuntu omhlophe kuphela. So yikho ayekulwisa kakhulu. Kuzobuya ke i-civil rights movement esiyaziyo sonke ukuthi wake wakhuluma sibili ekhuluma emgcekeni khona ngapha e-Washington DC ekhuluma ngokuthi I have a dream. I-dream yakhe nxa sikhuluma ke Blessing ukhanya ngazane siyapha iyaphumelela. Nxa sikhangela ke lapha e-United States kulo president ongumuntu omnyama, sikhuluma ngoBarack Obama la, kuzobuya ke kodwa kusakhona okuhluphayo. Singakhumbula eFerguson khona ngale kudujula umfanyana kuhanti kuyahlupha. Kuzobuya ke lokunye endaweni eziningi. So singathi ye wakhuluma okunye kwalungiseka kodwa kunenge kusahlupha sibini. Kunjalo futhi.
Of course, like we had indicated earlier on, we are also paying tribute to the late Martin Luther King, a civil rights icon. But of course, tonight our focus is on the road traffic accident in Nyamapanda that claimed the lives of 26 people and 13 are listed as critical. And they are currently at Parerenyatwa Hospital. And to talk about that accident and the state of the roads, we have with us our guest. First, there is Mr. Jacob Mafume. Mr. Mafume is the spokesperson for the MDC renewal team, but we are inviting him here in his capacity as a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mafume, good evening.
Good evening, and I say happy Martin Luther Day.
Oh, thank you so much.
Not to forget Malcolm X as well.
Indeed, indeed. We also have Mr. Mondleni Dube, is a public transport driver. Mr. Dube, good evening. Thank you so much, Mr. Dube.
Yes, Billy Dube is spoken about. I'm for it.
I'm
for it. Guys, Billy, I'm cool with it. We'll be going up on my kitchen.
Let's start with you, Mr. Mafume. There's this accident, and many Zimbabweans might want to know, in terms of the law, of course, the government has said this has been declared a national disaster, if that's the correct term, which means the state is going to assist with the burials and also the funeral. But as private citizens, Mr. Mafume, are there any laws that they must know in the event of such accidents?
Yes. First of all, I would like to ask my condolences for the accident. I would like to say that we as a nation are with the families in prayer, and we hope that at this difficult time they can find the inner strength to find hope and light in what has happened. It is a very sad thing, and it shouldn't have happened. In terms of the law, the Zimbabwean law, the issue of assistance to the funeral is well appreciated. But I think things have to go beyond that. There is a insurance and passenger insurance that passenger carrying vehicles should have paid or should be subscribing to compulsorily. And in terms of that passenger insurance, passengers are entitled to compensation, which has been raised, I believe, to $10,000 in the current rate. There is also third-party insurance that we all know and are aware of. It also covers people in terms of damages and harm. And over and beyond that, in what we call a common law or delict, people can sue. In other words, if there was a breadwinner in that in the bus, and there is a loss of income, the dependent of that breadwinner should be able to sue for income that they would have obtained or support that they have obtained from that person if the person were to remain alive. Or if there were people who were injured, who can no longer carry out their normal trade, they should be also be able to sue under our law for failure to support themselves and things like delicts of injury and compensation and so forth.
Thank you, Mr. Mafume. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs.
Yes. Wewe Baba Dube, ungathini ke ngakhona kungenzekile ba?
Hey, ubuhlungu lokhu mfowethu. Hey. Nezintombi zakhona uma uzikhangela azigiduzi nakancane.
Kodwa ubona zani kuhambe njani Dube? Ubona ni kuhambe njani?
Mina njengomthayeli odrayiva ebhasi, ngiyala yile khiwa ngathi yi-side swipe. Ukuthi maybe lehle ugede isipesi liphambana omunye ahle akugudle icele lonke yabona. So iy'mbangela ziningi khonapho, mhlawumbe omunye akajizanga kuhle, mhlawumbe omunye ulelele ona ziningi into ezingenza njalo, kodwa vele isayiswazi abantu imoto zaziphambana eyinye igudle yini.
Kodwa-ke nxa sikhangela kakhulu Dube, umgwaqo-ke wona injani imigwaqo eminingi ngombono wakho sibini?
Imigwaqo njengoba last time sayezaxoxa gisti ngathingela esikhathini esiningithola ukuthi ama-road markings azivulani indawo ezingazikhani mfowethu, azikhani lezi hlahla zazivalile emaceleni ukuthi ezinenzela ukuthi ngizezihamba kanjani. So kumele uvula amehlo kodwa wesikhathi uyanto urayiti omunye angaboni ukuthi ngichezi yabona ahlakushaye konawo.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Dube, ungayikatshani ubambe khonapho. So according to Dube, he says there could have been so many factors that contributed to, you know, this kind of accident. Could be some human error, it could be something to do with maybe the state of the roads. Like he says, you know, when they're driving, there are no clear markings on the roads. So you have to use your own imagination on where you are driving. So he says that's a crisis and, you know, something should be done.
Wise words indeed. Let's bring in Mkoma Thomas, who is a truck driver. Makadi Mkoma Thomas.
Aiwa
Tirinan. Imimi mno drive Marora mchenda kupi?
We in the center of Africa. Marora from South Africa, Zambia, Malawi, most of Southern African countries.
Mkatu zauti migwagwa yaka mira seima mno famba meso Mkoma Thomas.
So far, I'm going to go to the farmer. nyika ine road dzakaipa iZimbabwe. Dzimwe nyikawo they are developing slowly like Zambia. Zambia is doing very well, my road is improved. Only Zimbabwe, my photos, my road markings is true. My road markings are very faint. And the road is very narrow. I don't know if you are with any road. This is by Katie Azinga Negro. I can't go to pass. I've been to Malawi last week. So I used that road. I got to run the Niki. He was so blame as about the human error. But the road is Niki. My road markings are very faint also. As I was told.
Saka po po gadziriswa sei apa mukoma Thomas vanhu vari kuramba vachirasikirwa neupenyu
effective public marketing affecting iron tatemo in South Africa mabuses aya anomhanya zviri liga anomhanya 100 asi hakuna marketing zvakadaro kunogwi 80 atasema ni maadvin ndio wozawo zvozvo vati mabatwa vava rambavu 80 yacho adi meja tini maroda zvi drone
ko zviri kunzi negurukota racho rinona nezvemigwagwa vampofu vachati vadzikise idzo speed dzacho idzo dzedzo zvinobatsira here
izvozvo zvinobatsira kabosa vana kugadzira road vanga dzikise zvavo speed yacho road kana isina kugadzira panasa bevanhu varipo vachitaura ipapo Tidi kana chidikita kubapa 80 raida ndeti maheti zeko zima basi 80 kana chidikita kubapa 80 kwenda kwa 60-70 unafamba kwa shwaku and is there any guarantee yoti kana wakari bisa speed maakzi na kari bisa hiri iyo traffic ichikura adima na nalotenga motika traffic volume of traffic is increasing every day and then you want to know what is your speed that maakzi na kari is there any guarantee yoti na speed maakzi na kari bisa
panonetsa ipapo aiwa asi tinokutendai mukoma Thomas nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
aiwa tinotendaiyaniso
tinotenda zvikuru of course Thomas like he says he's a truck driver and he's saying the spot where this accident occurred the road is actually narrow and he's saying there is a problem that the markings are not very clear so motorists have to play a guessing game which is actually dangerous so I think that's one issue that the government must look at. Gibbs.
Yeah, siyamuzwa kakhulu ke. Silomnumzana uKillian Bebe ose South Africa. Baba Bebe, ungawutshona njani?
Ngikhona kunjani baba?
Hayi siphilile Bebe, unjani lapho khona kodwa khonapho?
Hayi kuhle kunjani ku?
Hayi kuhle kakhulu. Ye, ungathini ke ngodaba oludanisayo lona?
Udana luyadanisa udaba kodwa ke sesihlala sidanile sonke isikhathi asisakwazi ukuthi ukudana kwakhona kwama-accident enzakalayo kuyasiphelela nini kubuhlungu kulahlekelwa zimpilo zabomama nabobaba nabantwana nabafowethu nabodadewethu ngendlela zemgwaqo lezi ezingalungiswayo singabalisa ama-human errors and all those things ama-accident ayenzakalayo. If you look at the government, it's such, they are going to tell you about human errors, driver mistakes. Here, my brother now is saying, when you are referring to the minister's word, saying they can reduce the speed. I think in Zimbabwe, the speed has already been reduced for a long time because you cannot drive in Zimbabwe at 80 kilometers per hour in a pothole. Already that pothole has already reduced your speed. Because you keep your foot on your foot brake, not on your accelerator. Your foot is only always on your brake. Because any mistake out of your brake, there is a pothole. So I don't think reducing the speed can solve any problem. The government must fix the roads. That's the only thing I can say. Because they can't talk about human error, speed, and all those things. Let me ask Mr. Mpofu, the minister. I saw him last week on the news when I was at home at Binga. He was talking to the people at Binga when they were complaining about the road from Binga to Kokwe, that they are traveling about 900 kilometers via Plawayo to Harare, instead of 500 kilometers. Because the road from Binga to Harare has got potholes. It is unusable. So he promised them what he promised. But when is he going to be promising people? Until when? Sometime last year, he was at Sivalo in Ngai when they were burying Sivalo, Chief Sivalo. People were fighting him with words that he was late to the funeral of Chief Sivalo because of the roads. Now, he promised them what he promised about the roads. Every time where he is addressing people, he promising them to fix the road, He's talking about the toll gate. When is he going to fix the road with those toll gates? We've got, they are going to be talking about the road from Plumtree, Plawayo, Harare to Mtare. They talk about millions used there. For other people, that road is not worth anything to them because they will never use it. And there is no accident in that road. The accidents are happening in other roads which have never been fixed since 1980. The Ngai Bulawayo road is an example to anybody in Zimbabwe.
Yes, can you wrap up? I'm giving you 10 seconds.
Tried from about 40, 60 kilometers from Plawayo since 1996. If Mr. Mpofu can explain to the people what is happening about that road from Plawayo to Ngai as an example to all other pet roads.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pepe. Thank you so much for that kind of contribution. So I'm happy that we may have Mr. Mpofu, and then he can answer some of those questions.
No, Mr. Mpofu, I think so. we had an interview. We pre-recorded an interview with him earlier on, and we're asking him some of those questions, and I hope he'll be able to answer some of the questions. And then, of course, we'll discuss what he had to say about the road carnage. Let's listen to the interview.
And thank you, Mr. Pepe.
Before the end of the year, I made a public appeal to motorists to exercise caution, to drive carefully, but this problem continues to occur. But again, we have, as government, looked at the speed limits which were gazetted, you know, when these roads were constructed, which limits seem to be actually abused by those that speed. We are going to come up with measures to ensure that certain roads have limited speed limits not exceeding what is currently on the roads. But we are saddened by this advent of the carnages which have cost lives to our people.
You said you are trying to look at the speed limits. Is there a timeline for this?
No, this is what I'm looking at currently. We have bad roads. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I've been talking about this thing for a while now, appealing to members of the motoring public to make a contribution towards the reconstruction of our roads. But again, this is a process that we've actually embarked on. And we hope we'll get the cooperation that we are seeking to get from the public so that we make a small contribution towards the, towards the tolling, in form of tolling, so that we improve the standard of our roads, which is very appalling at the current moment. We have been having some interventions here and there, but that is not actually currently assisting in stopping this carnage.
Lastly, Dr. Mpofu, some are talking about the dualization of the roads. What are you doing about that?
Well, my brother, we would want our roads to be really some of the best roads in the region. But, you know, there are financial constraints surrounding that requirement by government. Hence, our attempt to try and invite the motoring public to make a contribution towards that. We have been approached by several potential developers, potential investors in our road infrastructure. But again, the processes take a bit long. You know, with our situation, you have to follow all the procedures before something is finally accepted. And it is these procedures that actually delay the implementation of our projects. It is these procedures that at times stall even the progress on any of development which we would want to implement.
Of course, that day was the voice of Transport Minister, Dr. Obed Mpofu, answering some of the questions. But of course, people still have questions. Of course, we will be able to follow up with him after our discussion. And Gibbs, there are some who have been identified, those who died when this accident occurred. There's Nyaradzo Chiwowa, 32, Sylvester Mudzengerere, 14, Belinda Mtize, 18, Lydia Nyakabau, 17, Patrick Mpemi, 30, Nyasha Matika, 45, Lovejoy Chabota, 45, Munashe Mdzengerere, 17, Tawenga Machkora, 10, Fortune Mukunyere, 9, Movet Chikata, 6, Lucia Chababa, 12, Agnes Sakurangoma, 26, and Tafadzwa 12, Tanaka 7, Tashinga 7, all from the Chinyama family. Of course, we want to express our deepest condolences here at Studio 7 to those who lost their loved ones. It's something really sad. Unfortunately, this has been going on for a number of years due to a combination of factors, the error by drivers, and sometimes the state of the roads. I think we have a caller. Va Musareva kuBotswana Magadi. Aiwa tiripo muri kuona sei nyaya yenjodzi mugwagwa Musareva. Aiwa tataura nawo tisati tapinda apa mhepo vane musangano wavanga vachida kunopinda.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Vamsareva, murikundinzwa here? Famba ikubva pamuri ipapo nekuti foni yenyu haichanzwike.
Okay, I'm going to find that and you could why.
Taura henyu tinzwe.
Ya, ndandikumbira kuti muzoudza vamupofu kuti pari kutobviswa vamwe paipa enda ndikumbira kuti vadziswevo. Because now we mugwagwa vanogona kugadzira chaizvo zvekuti beno vanga vangotikanisira kuti vadzigireda mugwagwa ite dust road ndizvo tinongokumbira because hapasina chinonzi mugwagwa muZimbabwe pava a developed portal into a bore zvinhu zvakangofa zvose ngavachigireda ingava izvi pavari nese kuti vagirede mugwagwa ite dust road
vamusareva chimbobatai. Chimbobatai tiri kudzoka zvakare kwamuri timbotora kabreak mchanhasi rambai zvenyu makabata. Of course, for our radio listeners, we end it here. But remember, we are streaming live and we are also on YouTube. So please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Mr. Dube and Mr. Mafume, please stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.
አስረጀት ይቀርባል በእኛ በኩል ነገ